So in the last webinar, we saw that Yamadharmaraja enjoys teaching Nachiketas. Normally, no one comes to Yamadharmaraja at all. Who will go to Yama? So he says, you are very rare who has become my disciple. I would like to have more such disciples. That is the wish of Yamadharmaraja. So he says, hey Nachiketaha, Twadrik Prashta, students like you, Twadrik, people like you, Na Bhuyat, may I have more and more students like you. Because what is Shravanam for the student is actually Nididhyasanam for the teacher. In fact, teaching itself is a form of Nididhyasanam only. So Yamadharmaraja really enjoys teaching Nachiketas and he wants more students like Nachiketas. Now we will see mantra number 10 in the second section. Janam yaham shevadiritya nityam nahyadruvaihi prapyate hi dhruvam tat tato maya Nachiketas chitognihi anityair dravyaihi praptavanasmi nityam. So Yama's admiration for the student is so high that he feels comparing himself with Nachiketas. And he says, oh Nachiketas, in fact, you are even better than me. Why? Because we should remember that Yamadharmaraja also was once upon a time a human being only. How do we know? We should not ask that question, because based on Shastras, Swargaloka also is a karma phalam only. And every devata has become a devata only as a result of punya karma. Devata is not God. We should understand that clearly. Ishwara alone is God. These are all devatas. God is the one who is the creator, preserver and destroyer. He is called Ishwaraha. But devata means only a jiva who has got an exalted body-mind complex. That's what we should understand. So, uttama upadhika jivaha eva devata. So, in fact, any one of us can become Yamadharmaraja or a devata, for example. Even though sometimes we behave like that, at least with respect to mosquitoes, as Yamadharmaraja. We can get Yama's position by doing appropriate rituals, tapas, etc. Actually, in the context of the second boon, we have already seen that even Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaji, himself, he has a post which can be attained by appropriate rituals. So Yamadharmaraja says, I was also a human being once. At that time, instead of asking for moksha, I performed lot of rituals and upasanas to attain Swargaloka and higher Punya Lokas. That I have got now the Yama Padavi is because of what? During my previous human Janma, I have done some noble karma. That is why I am now a Devata. That means what? When I was a human being, I did not vote for moksha like you. Only after becoming Yamadharmaraja, I understood the limitation and later gained the self-knowledge. But you, Nachiketas, as a human being, are wiser than me to ask for moksha right now. So he says, Aham Shevadihi Anityam Iti Janami. When I was a human being, I did know that all the karma palams are anityam, they are impermanent. I knew. Shevadihi. Shevadihi refers to the karma palam. Swargaloka, Devata Padavi, Devata Sthanam, all those things, they are all anityam, impermanent. I did know. Which human being does not know? Because he is seeing it daily actually. And I also knew, Adruvaihi Dhruvam Na Prapyate. Limited karma cannot give limited result. I know that. I knew this also when I was a human being. Because as the action is, so the result. In actually Mundaka Upanishad, there is a plava hete அத்ருடா யஜ்ய ரூபாக அஷ்டாதசோக்தம் அவரம் ஏஷு கர்மா ஏதச்ரேயோம் ஏபிநந்தந்தி மூடகா மூடாக ஜராமிருத்யும் தே புனரேவாபி யாந்தி. பிகாஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபைனைட், the results of the rituals also will be finite only. So Yamadharmaraja says, I know that swarga loka karma palam is all anithyam, I know all of them, still I did not use my human janma for getting self knowledge. What did I do? Maya nachiketaha agnichitaha, o nachiketas, I only performed rituals agnichitaha and upasana, I did all of them. So instead of getting jnanam there itself, and as a result of those rituals, what had happened to me? Anityaihi dravyaihi anityam praptavan asmi. Through the anitya rituals, anityaihi dravyaihi and materials, through them anityam praptavan asmi, finite impermanent rituals, through them I have obtained only the anitya phalam. So nityam praptavan asmi, and only consolation is what? I got a very long life. This swargaloka phalam, even though it is anityam, also impermanent, but compared to manushya loka, this is considered to be nityam because it is very long. Here the word nityam means relatively eternal. It is not permanently eternal, relatively. So yama's post, position I have got, which is also non-eternal only. And what do we mean by relatively eternal now? We have seen it before. Compared to 60, 70 years of life for a human being, swarga life is very long. Therefore, it is seemingly eternal. So, O Nachiketas, you did not vote for rituals. You did not vote for upasana. But you did vote for self-knowledge. So, what a maturity you have, which I did not have when I had the human janma. That's what Yamadharmaraja is reflecting. Mantra number 11. Kamasyaptim jagata pratishtam kratoranatyam abayasya param stomam ahadurugayam stomam ahate urugayam pratishtam drishtvadrityam dhiro nachiketaham atyasrakshihi. Actually, slokas, mantras 10 and 11 are the glorification of the student again. After talking about the greatness of the teacher, and this is actually put in the mouth of Yamadharmaraja, so 10th sloka should be Yama Uvacha, the words of Yama. And here Yama is glorifying Nachiketas's Vairagya. How disinterested he is with respect to sensory pleasures, material pleasures. 99% of the people are after material pleasures only, sensual pleasures only, and you are not of that type, he tells Nachiketas. And the highest material pleasure promised is what? Is Brahma Padavi, the position of Brahmaji. The position of Brahmaji is the highest. He is supposed to have the greatest sense pleasure possible in the relative world. We are not talking about spiritual ananda at all here. We are talking about the relative world. In the field of sense pleasure, the highest possible pleasure is that of Brahmaji's pleasure. Why? Because for sense pleasures, we have to fulfill three conditions. Number one condition, the object should be finer and finer. Finer the object, finer will be the pleasure. And the second condition is, the instrument of enjoyment, that should also be finer and finer. Appreciation of, for example, beauty, music, poetry, the joy of a finer quality, not only the sense organs, mind and intellect, they also, all of them are involved. Even scientific discoveries, they are all unique pleasures. Finer the instrument, finer the object, the pleasure will be much more. And the third condition is the environment. That should be very congenial, should be very ideal. In Brahmaloka, all these three conditions are supposed to be superlative. Best Upadhi, best Vishaya, and best Loka. And this highest pleasure was offered to you. What is the glory of that Brahma Padavi? Description is given here. Kamasya Aptim. Kamasya Aptim, the culmination, the apex, the highest point of sense pleasures are Brahma Loka Padavi, that Brahma's position, and Jagadaka Pratishtam, the support, the substratum of the entire creation. Because Brahmaji is Hiranyagarbha, which is Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. We went through actually all these things in the Tattva Bodha classes. He is the Samashti, total Sukshma Prapancha. And so Brahmaji being macro, and macro is the support of every micro. So Brahmaji being the total, he is sustainer of every individual. So Pratishtha of the Jagat. And Krato Anantyam, it is the relatively infinite result attainable through Upasana. Kratuhu means Upasana, meditation. So Brahmaji's post is almost infinite, because we already went through the calculation earlier once. 2000 Chatur Yugas is supposed to be 124-hour day of Brahmaji. And one Chaturyuga is supposed to be 4,320,000 years. Chaturyuga means the total of all the four yugas. Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga and Satya Yuga. Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Dwapara is twice that long. Treta is thrice that long. And Satya Loka is, Satya Yuga is supposed to be four times that long. And the total of all these four yugas is called one Chaturyuga. That is 4,320,000 years. And 2000 such Chaturyugas make one day and night for Brahmaji. And like that, he has got 365 days in a year and his life is 100 years. Imagine the longevity of Brahmaji. It is as good as infinite. And Abhayasya Param, it is the most secure place, position. It cannot be dismissed by anyone. No coalition government or any of those things. It is the most stable thing one can think of. His life is so long, with 2000 Chaturyuga being one day that is allotted, there is no threat for Brahmaji's life at all. So it is Abhayasya Param, highest limit in security, fearlessness, for which people struggle all the time. They want to be fearless, they want to be secure. And Stoma Mahate, it is the most adorable position, because even the devatas worship him. Sarve esmai deva balima bahanti. Taittiriya Upanishad says, all the devatas, they worship Brahmaji, including Indra and those devatas. And so it is the most adorable position, Stomaha. And Urugayam. Urugayam means vast in terms of area. It is a position in which the power extends to the maximum area. Not like a king of a small kingdom, or even a full country. Hiranyagarbha is infinite, and so he is the lord of the vast infinite universe. And Mahate. Mahat means it's great in terms of quality. Stoma Mahate. That Mahat means it's in terms great in terms of quality also. Extremely nice. And Pratishtha. Such a powerful position was attainable by you, O Nachiketas. That was available to you. That was offered to you. Apnoti swara ajyam, apnoti manasaspatim, vagpatis chakshushpatihi, shrotrapatir vijyanapatihi. So all those things, you can become all these things, that was all offered to you. But what did you do? Even such a great position, you rejected the whole thing. You didn't want to take any of them. Not out of childishness or foolishness, but out of wisdom, out of vairagyam. It's not like the grapes are sour rejection. No. It is available and you rejected. How? Drishtva. Drishtva, having studied that particular position very well, having weighed the pros and cons, the advantages and disadvantages. Yamadharmaraja talked about the plus points of Brahmaji's position. But Nachiketas is so intelligent that he saw the minus points of the position also. Because even Brahmaji's position comes with samsara only. It is not without samsara. And so drishtva, drishtva means dosha darshanam drishtva. Having seen the minus points, the doshas of that position also. And how could you do all these things? Because you are dhiraha. You happen to be a viveki. Dhiraha means viveki. A sharp person, sharp intellectual person, capable of nitya, anitya, vastu, vivekaha. What is permanent? What is ephemeral? You knew. And so, as a discriminative person, you studied them very carefully, and ati asrakshihi, threw them far away. That too, not half-heartedly, heartedly, dhritya, with firmness. With firmness, you threw them all away. Without any hesitation, wholeheartedly, knowing them fully well, you threw them away. Sometimes, you know, we clean our houses and keep something to throw away. But by evening, our mind would change and we think, maybe it will be useful for my grandchild someday. So, even the son is not married yet. But that's what we think, and then again bring it back and keep it in the cupboard. So, keep it safe again. So, it is not that kind of half-hearted renunciation. But dhritya, with full power, firmly you rejected all of them. Which indicates the highest of vairagyam, born out of viveka, the discriminative ability. Mantra number 12. Tam durdarsham gudamanu pravishtam guhahitam gahvareshtam puranam adhyatma yogadigamena devam matva dhiraha harshachokau jahati. Having appreciated the glory of the student, the teacher, and the teaching. In these two mantras, mantra number 12 and 13, Yamadharma Raja summarizes jnana sadhanam. What is the means of attaining the knowledge of the self? Which Nachiketas wanted to know through his third boon. Still, he has not come to the answer for the third boon. This is the question asked by Nachiketa, the third boon, and he names the jnana sadhana as adhyatma yoga. The jnana sadhana is termed here as adhyatma yoga. So several names are given in the scriptures for the pursuit of knowledge. The most popular one is jnana yoga, and sometimes it is also called adhyatma yoga, as here. So it is jnana yoga. In Mandukya Karika, it is called asparsha yoga. So various places it is called by different names. So several names are used, and here it is adhyatma yoga. And that is summarized here in these two mantras. And through this adhyatma yoga, one has to know that atma. That is what is given here. And the first shloka, first thing talks about the nature of atma. What is the nature of atma? It is talking about it here. And durdarsham, that which is not perceptible for the sense organs. What is Atma? The Atma is the one that which is not perceptible to the sense organs. Indriya agocharam. Indriya agocharam it is. Atma is that which is not objectifiable by the sense organs, to the sense organs. And from this, we can extend it further. If it is not available for sense organs, it is not available for other means of knowledge also. Because all the other means of knowledge are based on what? Based on only sensory data. All the other means of knowledge also, they are all based on sensory data only. So if it is not available for this, it cannot be available for this thing also. And so, sarva pramana agocharam aprameyam ityartha. Sarva pramana agocharam aprameyam ityartha. And where is that atma located? In the second line it is given here, guhahitam. The atma which is located in the heart, guha, heart or mind. So in the mind, the atma is available in what form? As the very witness of both the mind with thoughts and the mind without thoughts. The thoughtful and thoughtless state of the mind. The Atma is available in the mind as the witness of the thoughtless and thoughtful state of the mind. And because of the Atma witness alone, I am aware of the thoughtful state of mind and also the blank state of the presence of Atma. And therefore, it is called Guhahitam. And why is the mind called Guha, cave? Because just as a cave is enveloped in darkness, similarly, the mind also is enveloped in darkness of what? Ignorance. So, ajnanena avritam jnanam tena mughyanti jantavaha. So, that mind, the mind is full of what? Tamas. And so, mind is called Guha. That is why one of the names of Lord Subramanya is what? Guhaha. It is a philosophically significant name. It means the one who resides in the Guha. In the cave. So, Guhahitam. And even though it is very much available in the mind, it is Gudam Anupravishtam. Because of the darkness or ignorance in the mind, the Atma is hidden. Okay, what do you mean by that? Atma is hidden. When we say Atma is hidden inside, we should carefully understand that Atma cannot be hidden or covered by anything. That we all know very well. Atma cannot be hidden or covered by anything, because if something has to cover Atma, then what should be the condition? You should be bigger than Atma. And there is nothing which is bigger than Atma, because Atma is infinite. And so it should be taken only in the figurative sense and not literally. When we say cover Atma, it should be taken only in the figurative sense. Which is a mistake generally committed by people normally when they take it. So they think literally Atma is covered by five koshas. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha. They think Atma is covered by all these koshas. And they think of removing the five koshas and removing the thoughts also, like removing a screen. And they try to see the Atma. These are all general misconceptions in Vedanta. People try to do all that. In fact, thought can never cover the Atma. Then what do we mean by covering here? Shankaracharya says, the thoughts distract the mind from the ever-evident Atma. The Atma which is ever-evident is distracted by thoughts. So distraction is a form of covering. That is what is meant here. That's what Shankaracharya says. So like someone, for example, comes in front of us and your attention is turned towards that person. Temporarily, your mind is taken towards that person, and at that time, what happened to my words? They are covered, as it were. That does not mean anything is stopping the sound. Your ears are open. Still, the distraction makes my word unheard. And so we can say distraction is a form of covering. That's what Shankaracharya tries to explain. Similarly, the ever-evident consciousness is as though covered, because I am always bothered about other things other than consciousness. So if I am looking outside, the world distracts me. If I am looking inside, the thoughts distract me. I never turn my attention to the witness of the world as well as the thoughts. I look at the world, but I never turn my attention to the witness of the world. And so, gudam anupravishtam. So, prakrita vishaya vijnanaihi avritam iva, Shankaracharya says. Because of worldly preoccupations, consciousness is as though it is hidden, it's covered. And so what? Only you lose sight of Atma, your true nature. That's what happens. Our true nature, we lose track of it. When there is covering, darkness, there is scope for all misconceptions. And there is darkness, ignorance, scope for all misconceptions. When the rope is covered because of too light or semi-darkness, what happens? Rope is not known, and so it is mistaken as a snake. So any ignorance is the seed for error, wrong idea, seed for. So instead of claiming myself as Atma, I claim the body, I claim the mind, etc. as myself. For example, at the time of marriage, a person will relate to one girl alone. But simultaneously, so many members of the family become his in-laws. He married only one person, Swamiji says. So many relations, the next moment he is married, so many relations have come new. We don't have to tie anything to them. They just automatically come. Similarly, we are all wedded to physical body, the wife, or Sharira Trayam as wife. So Swamiji very beautifully says that all of us are Muslims in one sense, having three wives. And what are these three wives? Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, and Karna Shariram. We are wedded to all these three. So once we are related to this body, through the body, all the relationships, therefore the consequences, ups and downs, they all come through this body only. So what are we supposed to do? We have to say, as the Muslims do, talaq, talaq, and talaq three times to get rid of all the three bodies. So, stula shariram talaq, sukshma shariram talaq, and karna shariram talaq. That's what Swamiji jokingly says. Then you become turiyaha. As a husband of stula shariram, you are vishwa. As a husband of sukshma shariram, you are taijasa. These are all terms, Vedantic terms, which we had seen in Tattvabodha. So those who may not perhaps understand them, please refer to the notes in Tattvabodha lectures. As a husband of Karna Shariram, you are Prajna. So this relationship creates all types of samsara. The relationship with the body, the association with the body creates all types of samsara, and therefore the Atma is surrounded by what? Gahvareshtam. By deep problems, abysmal problems. Gahvaraha. Gahvaraha means a deep cave of problems. Gahvaraha. The Atma is surrounded by samsara. And such an Atma, which is imperceptible, which is in the mind, which is not recognized because of our extrovertedness, and which is surrounded by the problems of samsara, that Atma has to be rescued. How do you rescue such hijacked Atma? It says, Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamena. By resorting to the commando forces of the Shastras, the Guru, the Jnana Yoga. So Adhigamaha. Adhigamaha means resorting to. Adhyatma Yoga. Adhyatma Yoga, as we said earlier, it is the Jnana Yoga. So, Devam Matva, one knows the Deva, the Chaitanya Swarupa Atma, the self-evident Atma is called Devaha here. Here Deva does not mean Indra, Varuna, Agni or any of those things, but here Devaha refers to the Atma, the Sachidananda Atma, which was talked about in the Kena Upanishad. Keneshitam Patati Preshitam Manaha, Kena Pranaha, Pratamaha, Praiti Yuktaha, Keneshitam vachamimam vadanti chakshuhu shrotram kavudeva yunakti. So the same Devaha here also. So Devam Matva, having known, recognized, understood the Atma as what? As myself. I am the Atma iti jnatva. Having understood as myself, Dhiraha. Dhiraha means a qualified student. They often use the word Dhiraha to indicate that a qualified seeker alone can get this self-knowledge. Viveki, Sadhana, Chatushtaya, Sampanna, Adhikari, Ityartha. So up to this, the Jnana Yoga is talked about. Now the Palam is mentioned. And what is the Palam here? Karsha Chokau Sajjahati. One transcends both the relative pleasures and the pains of the world. We had discussed this before, that the worldly pleasures are invariably mixed with pain. Like the two sides of a coin, any pleasure, worldly pleasure is always mixed with pain. And since they are inseparable, they are called dvandvas. There is no question of accepting one or rejecting the other. You cannot say, I will accept only pleasures all the time and reject the pain. No. Either we have to accept both or reject both. But our problem is what? We want to accept the pleasure part of the world, trying to reject the pain part of the world. It is never going to work. accept both or reject both. If you are rejecting both, that person is called ashrama sannyasi. If you are rejecting both the pleasures and pain, he is called ashrama sannyasi. For him, worldly pleasures of wife, children, grandchildren, house, wealth, etc., they are all not there for him. All those things don't exist for him. Certainly, he won't have the admission problem for school, marriage problem of daughter or son, examination problem of children, all those things he won't have. Mortgage problem, none of those he will have. So no pains also. So either be a grihastha and accept both equally, pleasure and pain, or be a sannyasi and reject both equally. That is the solution. So, but one thing we should understand, whether you want to accept both or reject both, it is possible only by what? Only by self-knowledge. So, matva dhiraha, harsha chokau jahati. Here the word harsha, harsha means worldly pleasures. We are not talking about atmananda here. This is, we are talking about worldly pleasure, anatma sukham and anatma dukham. That's what we are talking about. Both a person transcends, which is otherwise called moksham prapnoti. For that person, he will attain moksha. So this is a very beautiful sloka which talks about jnana yoga and jnana yoga phala. The same idea is repeated in another way in the next mantra, which we will see. Mantra number 13. Etat chrutva samparigrihya martyaha pravṛdhya dharmyam anumetamāpya samodate modaniyagum hi labdvam vivṛtagum satmam nachiketa sammanye. This is mantra number 13. So in the previous mantra, adhyātma yoga or jnana yoga was presented as the means of atma jnanam. Naturally, then our question will be, what is adhyātma yoga or jnana yoga? What am I supposed to do to gain that? Here that is defined as Vedanta, Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. It is nothing but the scriptural study, Shravanam. And what is the definition of Shravanam again? We have seen this earlier. It is the systematic and consistent study of scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of a competent teacher. All these words are all important. It is the systematic study, systematic and consistent study of scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of a competent teacher. That is Shravana. Vedanta Vichara or Shravana. And what is then Mananam? Reflection to remove the doubts in the teaching. And finally, Nididhyasana to assimilate the teaching. These three are presented here in this mantra. So, etat shrutva martyaha. The seeker who is now mortal, martyaha, who is now mortal as it were, because until wisdom comes, until a person gets self-knowledge, he mistakes himself to be mortal. Unless self-knowledge comes, the person thinks that he is mortal. Only after acquiring wisdom, he knows I am immortal. So he uses the word martyaha. So etat shrutva, he should listen to the atma tattvam taught by an acharya. So shravanam krutva, etat shrutva means shravanam krutva. And when we say scriptures, the scriptures that talk about the atma, the Vedantic scriptures, and not the Veda Purva Bhaga, we should understand. We have already told earlier, Vedas contain both the Purva Bhaga, which deals with Karma Kanda, and Veda Anta Bhaga, which talks about the Jnana Bhaga. And what should one do? Samparigrihya. One should clearly grasp the teaching or understand the Atma as the very conscious principle. And we have talked about the consciousness in as 5 points earlier. Consciousness is what? Number one, it is not part, property or product of the body. Now we are defining consciousness. Number one, it is not part, property or product of the body. Two, an independent entity separate from the body. 3. It pervades and illumines the body. 4. It is not limited by the dimensions of the body. And 5. It continues to survive even after the fall of the body. All these 5 things, they are, we already spoke about this earlier. And the continuing consciousness cannot transact, not because it is absent, but because the transacting medium is not there. So after the fall of this body, the continuing consciousness cannot transact, not because it is absent, but because the transacting medium, namely this body, has fallen. And to assimilate that, we gave the example of light actually earlier, which is different from the hand. For example, you take the hand, the light is different from the hand. And all these things we have to remember when we talk about this consciousness. So samparigrihya, having distinctly grasped the consciousness, not an adjective of the body, but as the noun itself. It is not the adjective of the body, but the noun itself. So parigrahanam means grasping. Samparigrahanam means clearly grasping, doubtlessly grasping. And that indicates mananam. So doubtlessly, completely, clearly, that is called grasping, that is called mananam. So shravanena jnanam prapya and mananena samshayat nirasya. So what do you do? By doing shravanam, jnanam is known, and by mananam, this samshaya, all these doubts, they all nirasya, they are all removed. And then what should one do? Pravritya, the atma should be separated from, taken out, extracting of the from the body, should be taken out. What do we mean by extracting out of the body, the atma? Any machine extracting, for example, rice and paddy pounding, you go on pounding them. Here the extraction is not a physical job. In the case of paddy, you go on pounding the paddy to extract rice. Here, there is not a physical job at all. It is a cognitive intellectual process, exactly like you understand the light. Even though you see the light along with the body, your buddhi separates the light from the body. For example, you see the light when you have a reflection on something, but you separate that body and the light and understand, your buddhi understands the light. The separation between hand and light is not a physical process, but an intellectual process. And I show my hand, the light in the hand. It is not a physical separation of light and hand. It is an intellectual separation. Similarly, I should use the word I, and I should understand the I as consciousness. And when I understand it as consciousness, I should not include the body-mind complex in that at all. This is called pravriya. Having separated the atma from the body, and then what should I do? Apya, one should own up. Having separated the atma from the body, one should then own up the atma, claim the consciousness clearly as oneself. That's what I should do. Claim the consciousness as clearly as oneself. So, and then what should I do? I should clearly know I am the conscious principle. The claiming is done by the mind only. We should be clear. The claiming is done by the mind only. I should clearly know I am the conscious principle. And what type of atma it is? Dharmyam, anum, atmanam. These two words are adjective to atma. Dharmyam, anum. Dharmyam means that which is not away, separate from dharma, which is the sustainer. So dharana dharmaha. And that is one meaning. Several meanings are there for this word. The second meaning is that is what? That which is attained through atma. So dharmena prapyam dharmyam. So that is also attained through atma. So we can never attain the atma or moksha without following dharma. Through dharma alone one can attain atma. So only through dharma one can know atma. And anum, which is extremely subtle, anu. We have seen this word before, actually in mantra number 8. We have to be careful. Atma is not anu, because Anu is spatially limited. We have to understand, Atma is not Anu, but it's because Anu is spatially limited, Anu is atom. Being a small atom, it is never all-pervading. If Atma is also literally an Anu, an atom, it cannot pervade even the body. Then Atma is called Anu. Why? Just as an atom is so subtle for perception, similarly, Atma is also very subtle for perception. This is called Gauna Prayoga. This kind of usage is called Gauna Prayoga. It is like saying that someone is a lion. Like a lion, he has some common features. So when once a person does this job, then what will happen to him? Saha modate. That person revels, modate. After owning up the Atma, the whole life is only what? Revelry. Always happy, blissful. So nandati. Nandatyeva yoga ratova, bhoga ratova, sangha ratova, sangha vihinaha. Yoga ratova, sangha vihinaha. Sannyasashrama refers to that. Bhogaratova and Sangaratova, Grahastha Ashrama, whatever be the ashrama, the person revels. He is happy. So, yasya brahmani ramate, ramate chittam nandati, nandati, nandati eva. The whole life is fullness, purnatvam, always in revelation, always blissful. So, saha modate, that person. And why does he revel? Because modaniyagam hi labdva. He has attained something which is a source of ananda, happiness. So modaniyam, that which is to be rejoiced. Modaniyam. Having attained ananda swarupa atma, he enjoys ananda. So Nachiketas is very eager, and so Yamadharmaraja says, O Nachiketas, you are going to attain that moksha very soon. For you, the door of moksha is already open. Yamadharmaraja is assuring Nachiketas. Moksha dwara kavata patanakari kashipuradishwari bhikshandehi. So moksha dwara kavata patanakari. For you, the door of moksha, sadma, the abode of moksha, is open for you. Vivritam, it is wide open for you, O Nachiketas. Only you have to only enter. It is open to you. Again, we should remember, this is a figurative expression. Once he says abode, door, let us not imagine there is someone will have the key and they will open the door for us and all that. It is only a figurative expression. So for you, O Nachiketas, moksha is as good as attained. Nachiketasam manye, for you, O Nachiketas. Mantra number 14. Anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat, anyatra asmat kritakritat, anyatra bhutacha bhavyacha, yat tat pasyasi tadvadam. By this time, Nachiketas has become very impatient. This Yamadharmaraja is talking too much. Because he asked for Atma Jnanam in the last chapter, 20th verse. And then he keeps on waiting, Atma Jnanam will come. And in 9 verses of last chapter, Yamadharmaraja conducted an entrance exam, if you remember all that. When Nachiketas succeeded in that and expected to get the knowledge, what did he do, Yamadharmaraja? He started to glorify the Shishya. He glorified the knowledge. He glorified the teaching and the teacher also. And says, I was not like you, etc. So Nachiketas wants to cut short Yamadharmaraja's monologue. You have been talking for too long. I want to cut you short. So enough of diversion. Come to the topic. Come to the point. So before Yamadharmaraja goes to the next verse, continuing on his talk, Nachiketas interrupts and puts third boon once again. Now we have Nachiketaha Vacha. So earlier was Yama Vacha, now Nachiketa Vacha. So in that Nachiketa, he interrupted and he says, through this mantra, Nachiketas is restating the same boon which he asked in chapter 1, Valli 1, Shloka 20. So 1 to 14 is only paraphrasing 1, 120, chapter 1, Valli 1, Shloka 20. So this should not be taken as the fourth boon, because Yamadharmaraja has given only three boons. In fact, in Brahma Sutra, there is an adhikarana to discuss this, whether there are three or four or two boons. So there is an adhikarana to discuss the entire thing in Brahma Sutras. So we don't say it is a separate boon, same boon only. And this is very important mantra, and we should try to remember this mantra at least till Kathopanishads is over, because this is one of the very important mantras. And very significant mantra also, even though it is a question from Nachiketas, it is a very powerful mantra, which Shankaracharya quotes very often. And in this mantra, in the first three lines, Nachiketas himself defines Atma. We get a wonderful definition of Atma, which has a lot of philosophical significance. And what is the definition of Atma? Nachiketas says, Anyatra Dharmate, Anyatra Adharmate. Atma is that which is beyond Dharma. Dharma, Anyatra Dharma. And Adharma, it is beyond Adharma, good or bad. This is a very, very significant expression from which we can define so many corollaries. We will just derive two only here. Shankaracharya uses this in the Samanvaya Adhikaranam also of Brahma Sutras. We will see two corollaries here. Now, when we talk about God, God is often presented as free from all the evils. Whenever we talk about God, God is presented as the one who is free from all evils. But many theologies present God as free from all evils, but the embodiment of all the virtues also. Even in, you know, Visishtadvaitam, God is presented as Sakala Kalyana Guna Sampannaha, the one who is Sakala Kalyana Guna Sampannaha, the one, the embodiment of all Kalyana Gunas. And therefore, even when they say Nirgunam, those people interrupt Nirgunam as free from all bad gunas. Durguna Rahitam, that is how they interpret. When you say Nirgunam, they interpret it as free from all bad gunas, Durguna Rahitam. But Shankaracharya says we don't accept that, because virtues and vices are pairs of opposites belonging to the empirical world. They are pairs of opposites belonging to the empirical world, and they always go together like the two sides of coin. So if you reject evil from the world, from the Lord, you have to also reject the positive virtues also from the Lord. And so in his absolute nature, Lord is beyond both. In his empirical nature, Lord is goodness embodiment. So Vyavaharika Ishwaraha, practical Ishwara, Kalyana Guna Sampannaha. The practical Ishwara is endowed with all Kalyana Gunas. But Paramarthika Ishwara, the absolute Ishwara, he is Paramarthika Ishwara, Thum Nirgunaha Bhavati. He is really Nirguna. This is one important corollary that we derive. Ultimately, God is beyond both actually. And that is why in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita also, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, the Lord said. We have to transcend Dharma also. Sarva Dharman Parityajya. We cannot say, let me leave all Dharmas now itself. We cannot say that. We can give up Dharma only after giving up Adharma. Only we give up Adharma completely, then only we can talk about leaving Dharma. So one has to give up Adharma first, follow Dharma for a long time, and then give up Dharma also. That is what is the implication of that particular shloka, which is represented by Sannyasa Ashrama again. So this is corollary number one. The second corollary is what? Dharma and Adharma are both what? They are karma palam. All the karmas will produce either punyam or papam. And anything that one does should produce a favorable or unfavorable result. సో ధర్మ ఆల్సో ఈస్ కర్మఫలం. విచ్ కర్మఫలం? నిషిద్ధ కర్మఫలం అధర్మ. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ ఆర్ పుణ్యం? ధర్మ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కర్మ, దట్ ఇస్ కర్మఫలం. సో నిషిద్ధ కర్మఫలం అధర్మ. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ ది నిషిద్ధ కర్మ యూ డూ, దట్ ఫలం ఇస్ లీడ్స్ టు అధర్మ. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ ఆర్ పుణ్యం? విహిత కర్మఫలం ధర్మ. సో నిషిద్ధ కర్మఫలం అధర్మ, విహిత కర్మఫలం ఇస్ ధర్మ. రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్ ఇస్ ధర్మ, ఆఫ్ బ్యాడ్ యాక్షన్ ఇస్ అధర్మ. సో ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది యాక్షన్స్ విల్ కమ్ అండర్ ఏదర్ ధర్మ ఆర్ అధర్మ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ బై సేయింగ్ దట్ ఆత్మ ఆర్ గాడ్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ ధర్మ అండ్ అధర్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ నెయిదర్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్స్ నార్ బ్యాడ్ యాక్షన్స్. ద ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ ఇంప్లయింగ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఫలం. ఇట్ ఈస్ నెయిదర్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ యాక్షన్. నెయిదర్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్స్ విల్ గివ్ యూ ఆత్మ నార్ ద బ్యాడ్ యాక్షన్స్. Then one should not ask in this context which action will give Atma. Because then we say neither good action will give Atma, bad action will give Atma. What action will give Atma, one should not ask, because all actions come under these two only, dharma and adharma only. So we say no action will give Atma. Then what will give Atma? Only jnanam will give Atma, because no action will give Atma, jnanam alone will give Atma. So karma does not give Atma, jnanam eva gives Atma. This is the corollary. Swadhi Shankaracharya derives in the Samanvaya Adhikaranam, Samanvaya Sutras. So very, very elaborate discussions are there. He quotes this thing there. So Atma is beyond dharma and adharma. Then anyatra asmat krita akritat. Krita means a product, a effect. Akrita means a cause. So krita, akrita means effect and cause. Atma is anyatra. Atma is beyond or other than both cause and effect. This also we can use in deriving so many corollaries here. So only we can say it is not a karma phalam, because it is, if it is a karma phalam, it will come under what? It will come under an effect. If it is karma phalam, it will come under an effect. And not only that, cause and effect exist within me, because cause modified alone is effect. Seed modified alone is tree. Milk modified alone is butter. So cause and effect are within time. In fact, cause at a later time is called effect. If you really take it, cause at a later time is called effect. And the effect at an earlier time is cause. Atma is beyond cause and effect. It means what? It is beyond time. Kala atitaha. Beyond time. And then anyatra bhuta cha bhavyacha. Therefore only being kala atitaha, it is beyond present, past and future. Atma is beyond present, past and future. Bhuta means past. Bhavya means future. Present we have to supply here. So it is beyond kala trayam. Present, past and future. And such an atma, yat pashyasi, which atma you seem to know. Yamadharmaraja, Nachiketas is asking Yamadharmaraja, that atma you seem to know, you are knowledgeable, O Yama, that I know that you are knowledgeable, that is why I have approached you. He must have the faith in the Guru, that the Guru should know this. So, yat pashyasi, that Atma Tattvam, which you clearly know, tad vada, may you teach that to me, reveal that Atma Tattvam to me. So, now Nachiketas impatiently puts the question again. And now Yamadharmaraja has to respond. Nachiketas didn't want Yamadharmarajas to still beat the bush and go around and around. So he comes straight to the point and asks Yamadharmaraja the pertinent question to reveal the Atma to him, and Yama will respond, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasa maheshwaraham.